And good afternoon here from our Hastings studios on Classic Hits 98.9. Tyson Ivronik with you. Joining us in the studio this afternoon is Coach Dan Lanowski and the Adams Central Patriot Wrestling Team. Coach, first of all, thanks for coming down again for another year here at the Hastings studios for another wrestling rally. We know you've been a part of a lot of them, and again, another successful year for your Patriot team.
Well, thank you, Tyson. We appreciate the coverage. We did think that we had a pretty good districts. We thought the highest we could finish was fourth, and that's where we finished. York has got a real powerful team, and Northwest and SCOTUS also have real strong teams. With the young team we have, we thought fourth place was a pretty good spot for us.
Let's bring on the program now Kendall Oberheide joining us here, a district champion for Adams Central. Kendall, appreciate you coming down.
Thanks, Ty.
Kendall, again, district champion here for Adams Central's wrestling team. Recap the district meet for us, bud.
I felt coming into districts, I felt like I had a good seat, and I felt like I was going to do well, and I was just going to go out there and wrestle my hardest and just see what happened, you know, just let kind of the cards go into their places.
And so maybe just talk a little bit about your weight class and some of the competition that you've been facing this season.
I've faced some pretty good competition, I'd say. A little different than I'm used to wrestling, kind of more of a slower pace, I'd guess. And I just kind of had to adjust to that a little bit, and kind of some of the technical difficulties I had to kind of work around and just learn some little tricks and stuff to just up my game and stuff.
Let's talk about the next step for you here, the state meet coming up. Talk about your preparations heading into that.
I'm going to try to just try to stay healthy and not get overly tired and stuff like that, and just kind of try to increase my cardio too, when I get to those third periods, I can still be there and be ready and just kind of be fresh.
Dan, what's he brought to the team this season?
Well, Kendall was injured almost the entire last season, so coming in, he kind of was maybe a little nervous, a little apprehensive about how well he would do. Some of the kids were rated and stayed at 220. Kendall would be ahead of them at the beginning of the year and then end up losing toward the end. But he's won maybe 13 of his last 14 matches here, and he's even taken upon himself each evening to go home and get on his elliptical trainer to try to improve his cardio. And those are the kind of things that kids do that are successful. You know, hardworking kids usually they reap some benefits from their hard work. So Kendall's been real good this last month.
Good. Again, Kendall Oberheide, Dan Lanowski joining us on the wrestling rally here on Classic. It's 98.9. Let's bring on Tyler Ziegler now. Kendall, we'll let you out of the hot seat for a moment and talk with Tyler. And Dan, first, as we get him situated here in the studio, talk a little bit about Tyler and his efforts at Adams Central this season.
Well, Tyler's another junior. I guess those are our two upperclassmen that are going to state. And this is the second time for Tyler. He's got a pretty tough draw with Hernandez from Lexington, but we also think he can be beat. Tyler had a real tough district. He's been wrestling 60 and 70 all season. Decided to drop for 60, and I kind of let him make that decision, but I questioned the common sense, not openly, but there were 10 kids with good records in his district. And so for Tyler to come through there and get in the top four really was a mini state tournament in itself for Tyler.
And Tyler, do you think playing up against that competition has prepared you for this next step at the state level?
Definitely.
Maybe go through some of your matches, some of the highlights that you've been kind of replaying in the head.
Well, my first match at districts was a pretty tough kid named Jared Sullivan from Aurora, and he was beating me by a good 3-2 points. And, you know, I just had to come out of that and pin him in the end.
We mentioned that this is a very young team heading in. Talk about what you're looking forward to as this team moves along here.
Well, right now we're a very young team, but next year I think we'll be very prepared, you know, to come out in districts and get a couple more kids qualified and whatnot.
What's your preparation going to be like now for the state wrestling tournament?
Well, we're going to continue to practice hard and work on our cardio and hopefully be prepared for state.
Let's bring in Jacob now here on the wrestling rally. Dan, let's introduce us to Jacob here.
This is Jacob Kabicka. Last season, he was a JV wrestler. At the same weight class, he was 5-15 as a JV. So, you know, what Jacob did this summer is phenomenal. I don't want to give any teams out there any secrets or tips, but Jacob lifted all summer. He did what Coach Barry and I asked him to do as far as wrestling, and then he even went to an extra camp on his own, asked me about, you know, try to get some insight on whether it was worth it or not, and decided to, you know, take some money out of his savings account and go to the clinic on his own. And from day one this year, it's just been a great surprise to see how much he has improved. So now he's sitting at, I believe, 31 victories on the year on varsity. District runner-up, very proud of Jacob's efforts, and I hope our younger kids can see, you know, that, wow, the hard work pays off.
The 31 victories this year, district runner-up. Talk about just this off-season for you and what that was like.
Well, I just tried to keep busy and keep wrestling through the summer and just try and do what my coaches wanted me to do.
Putting in that kind of hard work in the off season, did that kind of rub off on maybe the team a little bit too, to see that what you're putting together and getting them more motivated to do some work in the off season?
I think so. Some of the younger members on the team saw that.
Well, let's go back with your districts again. District runner up for you. Kind of flashes back through some of those matches and what's going through your head.
Oh, I knew going in there's going to be four tough kids in my bracket. I just knew I had to beat one of them to go to state, and I was able to beat who I needed to and got it done.
He's ready to get out of the spotlight, so let's bring in Nolan Berry here now on the program, and Dan, again, introduce us to what Nolan's provided for this team.
Okay, well, Nolan Berry obviously comes from a wrestling family, so most of his toughest matches are at home with his brothers, probably over Thanksgiving and such. But Nolan's been around wrestling a long time, and his, you know, his dad brings a good work ethic. Nolan's just been a model of consistency this season. Mark Zexer set our freshman win record last year and took one of my sons out of that spot. And Nolan only took 1 year to knock Mark off, so I think he's sitting at 37 wins on the season. Wow, for a freshman to get 37 wins before state, because I think we're going to get a couple more here. It's just been fun to follow, fun to ride along, and his dad keeps him on the straight and narrow. And I know that Nolan can see that. You know, that he's reaping the rewards of his hard work as well.
Nolan, let's talk a little bit about your success again as a freshman at Adams Central. How much of that is attributed to just growing up in such a wrestling family?
I think a lot of it has. Like he said, Thanksgiving, yeah, just all the holidays I've been beaten up on pretty much by all of them. But it's all fun and games, but I think that's helped quite a bit.
What have you learned the most from the older brothers?
Just keep at it. I mean, times get hard all the time, cutting weight, going to practice, but you just stick with it and everything pays off.
Coach Lanowski, as far as Nolan's future here for Adams Central, how excited are you to see him progress?
Well, it's real tough when you come in good already because you don't see improvement by leaps and bounds. You only see small increments. But we've seen that throughout the season already. I mean, the guy that Nolan beat in the district finals is a 35-4 senior from York. So, you know, when you got a freshman going against a senior, there's a lot of mental game there too. But Nolan got that first takedown and ended up being a 2-0 match. And, you know, wow, you can hold a guy that's 35-4 to 0 points in a district final match. You know, I attribute a lot of it to just Nolan's stubbornness and shows how much heart he's got.
Nolan, let's walk through the districts for you. Talk about just some of your matches, maybe some of the highlights that you're carrying over to today.
Yeah, that first day with the one match I'd wrestled him before from GI Northwest, we knew that wouldn't be too hard a one as long as I played it smart. And then second day had Brendan Doyle from Seward, knew he'd be ready to go and tough, so we just had to go out there and wrestle smart on the feet. And then that last match, we knew that would be toughest one of all. He came out ready to wrestle and just wanted to get that first takedown started off right and play it out pretty good.
All right, we'll talk maybe just a little bit about, you know, what's the next steps for you? You know, what's the preparations from this point?
Just try to keep it light this week and try not to beat ourselves up too much, but just want to make sure you're ready, keep up your game, and come out ready to go.
As we continue to talk with some of these Adams Central Patriot wrestlers, let's bring in our next guest here. Is it Peyton? Yeah, Peyton. Why don't you come on to the program now and Anna, introduce us to Peyton.
Well, Peyton's another young and up-and-coming star. It's his second year getting to state. As a sophomore, you know, he's wrestling at 126. Ended up fourth in districts. We probably thought we could get third, but we had a pretty tough match for third and fourth, and he was in a pretty decent bracket. And sometimes just battling to get that far, you know, it's in a tough bracket. You're exhausted by the time you get to that medal round. We think Peyton's going to make a little bit of noise down at state. He's really come on as an aggressive wrestler and kind of worked on some little things on his stance and some of the other things. And, yeah, hopefully he can get to that medal stand at state.
Peyton, let's talk a little bit about the weight class. What have you know from some of the competition that you're going to be facing?
I know there are some pretty tough guys. A lot of good ranked wrestlers, very aggressive.
Well, let's go back to this past districts for you. Talk about you know, some of those matches that you're in and what you were doing and a few of those. What's going through your head?
Districts, that first round, it's always you can't look past them. You got to be focused. You got to be smart. You got to wrestle your good match. You know, lost semis, but had to recover, come back and beat a tough kid from Northwest. We know he likes to throw, and I just had to be smart.
As far as the Coach Lanowski called you an up-and-comer, what's been some of the work ethic that you've been putting into your wrestling?
A big part of it is what I've noticed this season is just being in shape. Me, Nolan, and Jacob, we go in and run with Coach in the morning, and we'll just sit. We'll go to the treadmill, put in a movie, and we'll just run, get our cardio up. And I think that's the game changer, is going into that third period and being in shape when you know the other guy isn't.
Let's bring on Mark Zesker now. And again, Coach Lanowski, I heard he had a tremendous freshman season. Talk about his sophomore campaign here for you.
Mark Zesker brings a different kind of style to wrestling. He's just got some uncanny balance, got real good hips. So a lot of the stuff he does, I don't want to say we don't coach, but but some of the things he does just don't work for the average wrestler. And Mark's still working on his game, still improving. I think he went over 40 wins for the season this last weekend. He's got three losses on the season. Unfortunately, two of them are to Alec Foltz of SCOTUS, who's a very good wrestler in his own right. But Mark keeps improving, and we're trying to work on some different things there so that we can get him to the medal stand. And we think overall that these six guys, we think we've got some pretty good chances to bring home a few medals. And if you can get returning medalists in your wrestling room, that's a pretty positive thing.
Mark, let's take a look at your past weekend over at districts. Talk about some of the competition you faced and walk us through your district meet.
Well, I knew the first day wasn't going to be easy, but I knew I had a pretty good chance of beating them both, and I did in the first period with both of them, or the second guy I pinned in the second period. And then the second day I knew a kid from GI Northwest, he's pretty good. He was ranked sixth at my weight. And then going into the third period, I think I was losing by one or two, and then like 30 seconds left, I got a takedown to beat him 8-9, I think. So it was pretty good.
When you look at a situation where you faced a guy from SCOTUS twice, two of those three losses are, you know, from him. Is there anything that you pick up that you can do differently if you come around and face him the next time?
I think if I get the first takedown, I think I should be fine. I think that'll do it.
Six people here on the wrestling rally. You mentioned that you think you got a good chance to bring home some medals from the state meet. Let's talk about just the overall preparations for these six kids and what you're most looking forward to in Omaha.
Well, I want to correct Peyton a little bit. He said that he's in good shape in the third period and the other kid isn't. What he meant to say is the other kid's in good shape, but he's in better shape. Everybody at this level is in good shape, you know. But we do feel like we're winning some matches based on that. And Mark talked about his match with the Grand Island Northwest kid, and there were a couple of furious scrambles there. And with 30 seconds left, the kid pretty much just laid there, and he's down a point and gave some half-hearted efforts, but Mark was able to ride him out and really won the battle of heart there, if you will, and that was good to see. And so we like those kinds of matches, and we, you know, it's good to see that when we run sprints at the end of practice and we're tired and we're sweating and we're cutting weight, it's good to see that that pays off in the third period for us.
And Dan Lanowski here joining us on the wrestling rally. And it's important to note, Doug, that as Dan comes in here, he's wearing the fourth annual wrestling rally t-shirt back from 2001. So we know that you've been a part of this program for a long time, and we appreciate you coming down here to our Hastings studios now that we've opened this up for you guys. And appreciate all the Patriots here for joining us on the program, and wish you the best of luck.
Tyson, thank you, and we appreciate it. Doug, thanks as well, and hope you guys have a great state tournament.
Man, we're just getting old, aren't we, Dan? Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Tyson, and to the Adams Central Patriots, the fourth. Man, I'm a hoard of shirts and things like that. I don't think I can find all 17 editions of them anymore, and I know a few of them have neck holes and all the things. I'll have to check that out. That's well done. Well done, Dan. Best of luck. We still have to hear from Grand Island senior high coach Joey Morrison. Been at Lexington now the first year with the Islanders. They had an outstanding day yesterday, maybe as good as anyone in the area. And we'll hear from Coach Morrison and some final thoughts from Ross Halford of Husker Matt when we return.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers in state from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Grand Island coach Joey Morrison joining us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. He had a chance to chat with him at Lexington. He's come over now and taking care of business at Grand Island. And quite a day yesterday, as we talked with Ross Halford from Husker Matt to start the show. That was one of the more impressive showings from anybody across the state. Not that it should be a surprise because of what Grand Island has done, but coach, congratulations. A pretty darn good day for your kids.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Great team effort, and everybody really just stepped up and kind of handled their match as well, and they were competing in tough positions, and that's what we needed to do to have a good showing. And I was just really impressed and proud of our guys for coming together as a team.
Obviously, a lot of people believe this was your best day of the year. Would you agree? And if so, why was that? Why did it all come together yesterday?
Yeah, I definitely would say it's our best day. You know, we've had glimpses throughout the season of individuals, you know, coming up and winning big matches. But I think one big difference was we had our full lineup. This is the first time we've actually put together the team that we've been trying to get all year. And for this reason or that reason, we haven't been able to get that together on the same day. And then yesterday, we finally were able to do that. And I guess not a better time than districts and state to have the guys you need out there. So, again, just really proud of them and pleased that we got everybody in the lineup.
Grand Island coach Joey Morrison joining us here on the Wrestling Rally. 234 points yesterday. Lincoln Southwest a distant second at 155. Coach, with that kind of performance yesterday, a lot of people will want to know if you guys think you're definitely in the mix of this team race when we get down to Omaha.
Yeah, I mean, like I said all year, I think we definitely have the guys to do it this year. I don't know if I'd say we're in favor by any stretch, but I think that everybody competes well and everything, I think we'll be in the mix for it. But like I said, we're focused on matchups and our performance each round. So,
what do you think were some of the surprises even for you yesterday?
Oh, boy. You know, wrestling's always – there's always surprises, good and bad. I definitely think that Cage Grinnell had a great tournament. He beat two guys that had beaten him earlier in the year on his way to a district championship. That was big for our team and really important for him in terms of where he's at in the bracket state. Blaine Morrow had a great day as well at 285 and was also able to capture the district title and beat a really good kid in his way of doing that. But again, everybody really wrestled well. We were were up against you guys throughout the day that had beaten us, and we were able to kind of flip that around at the right time. And credit to our guys and just how hard they've worked all year and able to just kind of overcome a couple of things of adversity and really just be there for each other in tight matches. And that's what makes wrestling so fun.
Coach, obviously you qualified 13. You got plenty of district champions, but they're in the upper weights this year. We go from Dante Todd to Billy Thompson, Gage Grinnell, Edgar Silva. You're going on and on and on. Your heavyweight, Blaine Morrow. Kind of a little bit of a switch from what we've seen in the past from the Islanders.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of confidence in all of our guys. Our lightweights are tough as nails, but definitely our heavyweights really blossomed the last couple of weeks here. And that's a credit to our great coaching staff and some of the guys that are working with them day in and day out have just done a phenomenal job in the upper weights, preparing them each week. And it's really showing out here at the end of the year.
Obviously, you've got some kids that have been down this road before. Is it different with your first year, even though these kids have the experience? Do things change because you haven't been with them the whole time?
No. Well, you know, our team's got an interesting dynamic. About half of the weights have kind of been there, done that. And then we've got some new faces to the varsity, like Chris Doty in our lightweights, and then Blaine Morrow and Gage Grinnell, who have had here a little bit of varsity experience or none. And so to them, it's all new anyway. And so it's just been it's been great to see the wrestlers and the coaches come together and kind of figure out what works and what doesn't work for each guy and just form really, really positive relationships.
Everybody looks at those brackets, and they're either fired up or they're hesitant. You look at it. How do you like the way things set up for your team going into Omaha?
I think we fared okay. Again, you know, it's just like anything. You can have a great draw and not perform well. You can have a very tough draw and perform well and get through. And so, ultimately, for us, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, maximizing our performances and taking advantage of our opportunities. I think if we do that enough, it may end up being a pretty special occasion for us. But again, it's all about those individual matches each time. So we'll have to perform well.
Talking with Grand Island Wrestling Coach Joey Morrison here on the Wrestling Rally. Coach, there's just sometimes a weight class just happens to be that much tougher than any other weight class. Where do you see that for your kids? So what sticks out in Class A, especially with some of your top guys?
In my opinion, 132 is definitely the toughest weight class. There's some individuals at other weights that are phenomenal wrestlers, but as far as top to bottom, 132 is just a monstrous weight class. There's like five or six guys that could win it. I don't know who's the favorite. It's just a great, great weight class for wrestling fans and the sport. Just it's gonna have no idea what's gonna happen there, but it's gonna be fun to watch it all unfold for sure. So yeah, like I said, I mean, we've got some guys that are competing for some high goals that they've had all year, and it's going to be really nice to kind of see them, you know, fight for those things and finish well as a team. So,
Joey, what would it mean, not just necessarily in your first year, but Grand Island's five-year streak ended last year, what would it mean for these kids to be back on top on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, you know, each year is different, and hats off to Coach Chadwick and what he was able to do in his tenure here at Grand Island. It was a phenomenal run, and last year, Grand Island fell a little bit short, and it would be nice to see Grand Island get back on top. But like I said, again, that's kind of in the hands of our wrestlers, our coaches, to see that each match. And I think it's one of those things. If you're on top, you want to stay on top, kind of a thing. And really, ultimately, to me, it's just again, I keep going back to so much about the matchup, it's so much about kids performing at their best. And if that means they're state champion, then great. If that means you know, they're third or fifth or whatever, then that's fine too. It's just it's all about kids accomplishing their goals and really excelling and getting the most out of their potential. And so I think this last weekend we showed that we can do that and hopefully keep it up this week.
Finally, Joey, you guys will be the number one seed in the dual tournament, and I know all the focus is on Omaha, but just a quick thought on coming back over with the Grand Island in the dual tournament a week from Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Dual state wrestling has been a phenomenal thing for Nebraska wrestling, and we're so thankful to have it finally. And this is the third year that it will be in existence in Nebraska anyway. And it's just a great event to kind of see which teams are top to bottom really, really solid. And it kind of takes a little bit different of a team to win a dual state title, I think. And you got to have balance throughout your whole lineup. And again, I think we have that. And so looking ahead 2 weeks, I think that everyone stays healthy and performs well, we'll be able to definitely have a good showing in Kearney as well. So we've got 2 weeks of just great wrestling ahead of us, I hope, and we'll see where it lands.
Well, Joey, we'll let you get back to your Sunday and checking things out for the weekend. We'll see you down in Omaha. Thanks for giving us some time today. Joey Morrison, head wrestling coach at Grand Island. I know he'll be interested in this, wrestling fans, as the MIAA championships were today in Warrensburg, Missouri. And it was close, but UNK was able to win their third straight MIAA tournament championship. Lindenwood was second. The Lopers were able to get four individual champions, it looks like, today. Connor Bowling at 125 wins by a pin. Daniel DeSager of UNK was able to get the win at 133 pounds. And at 157, Chase White of UNK is a winner. Also for the Lopers today, Romero Cotton at 197 comes away with the championship. So four champions today for UNK at the MIAA championships, and they come away as the team champions. Destin McCauley at 149 was a runner-up today for the Lopers. We will wrap things up as we get towards the end of the 17th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We'll be rejoined by Ross Halford of Husker Matt after this.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking, with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Klingelhoffer Well Drilling in Amherst would like to take this time to wish the area wrestlers the best of luck. Klingelhoffer is a very proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Try hard, do your best, and that makes you a winner on and off the mat. Good luck, Amherst wrestlers and coaches from Klingelhoffer Well Drilling.
Well, Ross Halford from Husker Matt is back with us here to wrap up the 2015 Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. And again, we thank all those that have participated again this year. And we started the show off talking about the districts and the kids and the upsets and the team races and all the things like that. There will be a few minor changes that maybe some of the fans will see in Omaha and in this, I guess we'll call it, new age, where we see so many more dual tournaments than just the Saturday go in and maybe get two, three, four matches. We have so many more opportunities to get to 50 wins, get to 150 wins in your career. Some of those milestone marks have changed, and it sounds like that's the way they will be recognized from now on. Not so much talking about 100 wins, more 125, 150, and things like that, Ross. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, there's supposed to be a benchmark for a special accomplishment. And heck, kids can get 100 wins in 2 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're an elite wrestler, usually by the end of your sophomore year, you're hitting that 100 win mark, and instead 150 is now something that an elite senior gets midway through his final season in high school as well. And I think they've got some rule changes next year that will be kind of interesting, depending on, I guess, how you interpret them in terms of scheduling. I believe it has to do with the 2 day tournaments, and the 2 day tournaments will have more, take up more team points now as well. So I think these teams that like to get 8-9 matches over the course of a couple of days with some of the tournaments they have now, they'll have to be fairly creative in terms of how they schedule, and it'll be interesting to see how that affects philosophies and in terms of how we're going to set things up and who we're going to see and where we're going to be at and how we're going to go about, building that schedule. So,
as far as records, dynasties, as we look at this weekend in Omaha, you kind of mentioned Trout going for a four-timer. What other records could fall? Amherst is going for 6 state straight titles. Omaha's got, we've had the new era now that Grand Island streak ended last year in A. Are there some other records that could fall this week?
Boy, you know, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to, again, take a look at that. At that record book, obviously, we mentioned Matt Clark and, you know, his 69, I believe, straight pins that he has, all-time national high school record. Just a phenomenal job of that. And, you know, I don't know, after seeing, I guess, Amherst in Class D run through that D3 district as well and, you know, qualify 13 and really your next, closest team in terms of qualifiers, I believe, was was it Sutherland out of the West with 7, and a couple of teams out east here had six qualifiers as well. So, hey, if they wrestle like that, you don't know what kind of records that they might be able to break this year. Just imagine if they still had Colin Dibbern on their team that had a few injuries this year as well. But yeah, as we get further into the week here, if there's some records, I'll try to catch up on those and post those up on the website and send out the Twitter messages, of course.
Ross Halford from Husker Mat is with us. You mentioned the injury. Are there other significant injuries across the state from top kids that kept them out of wrestling this week?
Yeah, not only injuries, but which are unfortunate, but we unfortunately, without going into details, had a rash of other, kids that for non-injury related, maybe disciplinary type issues that are missing the state tournament as well. But one injury, right off the top of my head that affects the Class C team race would be Morgan Valentine from David City, who was number 3 rated and probably gets you 20 state tournament points. And he had a case of a mono. And so he didn't compete at districts, and that is just a huge game changer for David City as well. As close as Class C is, just can't take 20 team points out of the equation. And I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how that affects things. Another injury in Class A at 182 with Corbin Foster out of Omaha Central. He has an issue with a torn labrum and just couldn't go as well. And at that C3 district, it'll be interesting to see how the Malisek kid holds up. He's been injured since the Flatwater fracas. He's been number 1 rated all year. Did see he injury defaulted out in the finals against David Gross out of St. Paul. So you wonder if what his health is going to be like. Will he be able to give it a go here, this weekend? But other than that, you have your usual kids that, didn't qualify for whatever reason. I'll tell you a few. Max Smith from Crete, 170, was rated 3rd all year. He's an unbeaten senior, and he was actually injured before the district tournament and wasn't able to go. And so a couple of high-profile wrestlers that didn't make it. Jeremy Zimmerman, Falls City, Class B, 285, rated number 2 all year behind Matt Clark. Upset in the blood and guts round down at the B2 district by Mankey out of Plattsmouth, and so he doesn't make the state tournament. And I saw North Platte St. Pat's had a few kids that were out too, and that probably cost them the D4 district title. They finished 10 points behind Sutherland. Didn't have Trey Dotson or Martinez in the upper weights. And as well, but that's the way it goes sometimes. We did see some new names that also emerged this weekend that were off the radar. I'll give props to a kid out from Gibbon at 138 who I didn't even know his name up until this weekend. And he doesn't have a great record. He made it to the district finals. I think 3 other kids in his weight had 30 wins, and he doesn't have a great record, but I don't know how I pronounce his name, if it's Oscar QR, I believe is his name. Forgiven,
sure. Yep.
But, you know, that's what districts are about sometimes, you know. The kids step up and it's neat to see sometimes when that happens. So.
Well, if Ozzie Rodriguez is the big O, maybe we'll call him the little O. We're in the last second here with Ross Halford. And again, duels will be in Kearney next week. Basically, the top teams that we've been talking about from our area in Class A, we just will run them down. It's Grand Island, Millard, South Kearney, Omaha North. And then it's Burke, Hastings, Southwest, and Papillion La Vista. So Hastings and Kearney in the first round. That'll be awesome. In B, Scutt, West Point, York, Gretna. Then Nebraska City, Grand Island Northwest, Scottsbluff, and Plattsmouth. In C, it's Valentine, number one, David City, number two. Then Wilbur, Claytonia, O'Neill, followed by Battle Creek, Gibbon, Central City, and East Butler. And in D, Amherst is number one, followed by Winside, St. Pat's, and Sutherland. Then it's Creighton, Maxwell, Friend, and Hemingford. A thought on the duels next week?
I think it's great, and we really need to get fans out to that. So, you know, if you're no matter where you're at, it's a one-day tournament. It's a great event. You get to see some awesome matches, maybe even some rematches, you know, from the individual state tournament. So, we need to get people out there because this is critical for our sport right now. The NSA is looking very closely at the attendance numbers, and so grab a friend in a couple weeks and head out there. And you know, it's a great facility, it's a great event, it's well run as well. And we want to keep this state duels here. And if we don't have a good showing here in terms of attendance, there's no guarantee that. That we'll see this again. I believe one change that I'm trying to confirm that they are making with the state duels this year is I believe that they will take the winners of Class A and B and pair them up against each other, and I believe they'll take the winners of Class C and D and also pair them up against each other as well. So I haven't confirmed that yet, but I think that is on the agenda, and that would be just phenomenal because you know, more than likely, then you would see perhaps maybe a Millard South versus a Scutt and maybe Amherst versus Valentine. And everybody would love to see, you know, those type of matchups because you just don't see them, you know, during the course of the season. Those teams haven't met each other. So,
yeah, from the underdogs to the absolute top-notch competition, that's what it's all about. And, Ross, can't wait to see you down in Omaha with all the fans on Thursday. And, as always, thanks for giving us some insight and some previews and reviews here on the Wrestling Rally. Take care, buddy.
All right, thank you.
That's Ross Halford, HuskerMat.com, with us here as we are ready to wrap things up. We'll give you one final overview after this on the 17th Annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
In the market for some Galve? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galve.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
We have talked to a ton of coaches and area wrestlers today, and we appreciate they taking some time out of their Sunday to talk wrestling, which they love doing. Ross Halford as well for joining us on the program today. To our many fine sponsors that will send us down to Omaha. Again, in Class A yesterday, the District 1 was won by Millard South with 212.5. Kearney High finished in second with 198. They have qualified 13. Grand Island wins the A2 with 234 points yesterday. They have also qualified 13. Lincoln Southwest was the runner-up. The A3, Omaha Burke won it, followed by Columbus and North Platte. Omaha North won the A4. Hastings High finished in second, and they qualified 10 wrestlers. In the B1, Omaha Scutt was your winner with 256.5 points. West Point Beamer was second with 194.5, and then Blair. In the B2, Gretna wins it, 179.5. Nebraska City, 169. Then Ashland Greenwood, Plattsmouth, and Beatrice. The B3 was won by York with 190.5 points. Grand Island Northwest finished second with 171. And for Northwest, they have qualified 8 wrestlers. Adams Central in that same district finished finished fourth. They qualified sixth. Coach Warford in his final go at Aurora has four wrestlers that are headed to the state meet. And in the B4, Scotts Bluff was your winner with 168. Holdridge finished in second with 128. And for the Dusters, they have qualified seven wrestlers. Lexington and Broken Bow were 4-5. Just a point separated those two teams. For Lexington, they have qualified seven wrestlers. And for the Indians at Broken Bow, they have also qualified seven. For Cozad, they finished eighth in the district. The Haymakers have qualified four wrestlers for state. And then it was Gothenburg and McCook tied for ninth. Moving to Class C, David City won District 1 with 187. East Butler second with 144, followed by Fort Calhoun, Malcolm, and Raymond Central. The B2, O'Neill, your winner, edging Battle Creek 167 to 160. O'Neill, eight wrestlers is all they have as they try to win the Class C state title. Also from the area that were up there, Ord was in that district in the C2. And for the Chanticleers, they had four wrestlers that have made it on to state. The C3 was over at Central City. Wilbur Claytonia won it with 171. Central City was second with 140 points. And for the Bison, they have qualified seven. Gibbon was third with 129. And as we said, Gibbon having a great, great match, a great, great day, had seven wrestlers go. St. Paul finished in sixth in that district. And for the Wildcats, they have three wrestlers that are going to state. Centura finished in seventh. And that program continues to grow. The Centurion have qualified four wrestlers for the state meet. Also in the C3, Shelton Kennesaw finished in eighth place, and they have qualified two wrestlers for state, scored 80 points, so they've got two quality wrestlers. Sutton, they finished in ninth place, and they have qualified three wrestlers. Wood River was in 10th, and the Eagles have qualified two for the state meet. Grand Island Central Catholic finished in 13th, and Central Catholic qualifies one wrestler. Donovan Trumbull was 14th. They have qualified three wrestlers, and Red Cloud Blue Hill finished at the end of that district. Then moving on out to the C4, Valentine won it easily, 228.5. Southern Valley was second with 118 points, and for Southern Valley, they have qualified a total of five wrestlers for state. After that, you see Arcadia Loop City finishing in fourth, and they have qualified five wrestlers for state. Sergeant Burwell was fifth, Kearney Catholic ninth. As we told you, three are going. Minden qualifies one. Ravenna qualifies one as well out of the district. And Loomis Bertrand also had one coming back from Mitchell. In D, District 1 was won by Friend, 152 points. Archbishop Bergen was second with 111 points. Hastings St. Cecilia scored 59 points, and they were 12th. They have qualified three wrestlers for the state meet, including a pair of brothers. So best of luck there to the Hawks. In the D2, Creighton was your winner with 140 points. Windside was second with 134 points. We went through the D3 that we had here yesterday. Amherst, 281. Franklin, great job by the Flyers. They score 94.5 points. And Franklin able to qualify five wrestlers for state. Southwest, Sandhill, Stedford, and Arapahoe wrapped out the top five. And Sutherland wins the D4 with 145. North Platte St. Pat's was second with 135, then Maxwell, Hemingford, and Morrill. The state meet will get underway at 9:30 a.m. Thursday morning at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha with classes A and D. The quarterfinals will follow at around 12:30 is when that gets going. Then classes B and C first rounder Thursday afternoon at 4:30, immediately followed by the quarters. The wrestlebacks Friday, classes A and D at 9:30, B and C at 12:30. Friday, the semifinals and third round consolations can be heard live here on Classic Hits beginning at 5 o'clock. Saturday, the medal rounds for all classes start at 9:30 a.m. And next Saturday, the championships, the parade of champions, will begin at 3 o'clock in Omaha. So that wraps things up for the 17th Annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Want to say a big thank you. We will see you in Omaha. We're 1 week from yesterday. Districts are over. 1 week from yesterday, we are looking for the state championships. And best of luck to all of our area wrestlers. And may you walk in the Parade of Champions, the best moment of high school sports throughout the year. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Doug Duda. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race.
Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.